Welcome, everyone, to the latest edition of Movies with My Mother. I am Lexi.
And I'm Mom Lori.
And today we watched Session 9.
Ew.
A straight-to-video movie from 2001. It was rated R. It was 97 minutes long, and it was directed by Brad Anderson.
Yep.
It got 67% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Not surprised.
58% on Metascore.
Not surprised.
And it got 6.4 out of 10 on IMDb.
Again, not surprised.
I think that's about right.
Okay. I thought it was awful.
It was budgeted at about $1.5 million, $1.5 million.
Again, not surprised.
And the worldwide gross was about $1.6 million.
Yeah.
So,
it was only in theaters one day.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Was it?
I don't think it went to theaters.
Oh, okay.
I think it was straight to video.
All right. I couldn't really see that. So I can neither confirm nor deny that. Where would I find that?
I don't know. I guess you can Google it. I always assumed it was just straight to video. I remember it being in the video store.
Okay.
The basic plot is an asbestos abatement crew takes a job at a long abandoned mental asylum, working an intense schedule. There seems to be tension in the group and some events that are a little unexplainable.
A lot of unexplainable.
And the team is kind of uneasy, but you don't really see a lot of work happening.
Hardly any work happening.
So I don't know how the team can grow uneasy with each other when they're not really around each other and they're not really working.
No.
So I just wrote kind of next to my plot description.
Okay.
Because all the plots I read on the internet were like too feathery. And I'm like, well, that's not really exactly what happened.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I guess an asbestos team goes into an asylum, an old mental asylum, and something grabs a hold of one of the team members. And he is slowly, this is a picture of him slowly going insane.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something got him, jumped on him and wheedled into his brain and it took over.
Yeah.
It literally took over.
Yeah. The main cast is David Caruso.
Yes.
Steven Gavidon, Josh Lucas, Peter Mullen, Brendan Sexton III, and Paul Guilfoyle. Now, Paul Guilfoyle was listed pretty high up in the credits for a man that was in the movie about 2.5 minutes.
Okay, who's Paul Guilfoyle?
Guilfoyle was the guy that came up and led them around and was...
The security guard.
Not the security guard.
The
guy that was telling them about the job and...
Right.
The guy that they had to bid to.
Okay. All right.
The city worker.
Right.
Yeah. So, I thought, yeah. And he was also on CSI Las Vegas.
Okay.
He played the no-nonsense police guy that dealt with the CSI team.
With David Duchovny?
No.
The other David Duchovny?
David Caruso was on CSI Miami.
Okay.
And he was one of the lab guys. He wasn't one of the no-nonsense cops.
All right.
Let me do a little trivia first, I guess. And then we'll...
Pardon me.
And then we'll talk about what you got.
Okay. I got not much.
Okay. This was shot at Danvers State Hospital.
Most of the eerie scenes were, yes.
Danvers, Massachusetts.
Yes.
The fictional Patricia Willard scandal story that Mike tells was inspired by the satanic panic of the 80s.
Okay.
There was a lot of, memory regression that, you know.
Yeah, that was a big thing in the 80s.
Rape and satanic torture.
Regression, yeah.
Yeah. None of it was true.
No, no.
Yeah, people are crazy.
It's all your mind working overtime.
Well, I think it's just, these people want a good story, so I'm going to give you a good story. And then it's just like, oh my God, can you believe this? And it's just like, well, I know because it didn't happen, but you believe it, so that's cool.
Somebody should believe it, right?
Yeah. David Caruso reported that he saw something pass my window when shooting inside the Bonner Medical Building. He didn't want to tell anyone because he didn't want them to, like, look at him like he was losing his mind.
Think he needed to be there?
Peter Mullen, that was the guy that played Gordon. He also said that while shooting on the roof, he heard a voice tell him to jump off.
Oh, my God.
He also said that the building brought out a morbid kind of curiosity.
Ew.
Which, yes. Yeah. If that place had records laying around, I want to see that shit.
Right.
I want to read that notebook of why people were in the hospital.
Right.
For disappointed pride or whatever the Christ they were saying. I want to know all about that.
Absolutely.
The filmmakers scoured the grounds to keep things authentic, and some things they didn't film out of fear. Now, what does that mean? I don't exactly know what that means.
What?
Some things that were left around the hospital, they didn't film out of fear. Like it.
Okay, maybe stuff was getting to them too.
Yeah, it upset their concentration.
Oh, I imagine that would be.
Could you imagine? First of all, the trash, the graffiti, all of it would be unsettling.
Correct.
You know?
Yes.
And if there's medical equipment laying around, what was this used for?
Right.
Holy crap.
Oh, it's got to be awful. Crazy. I can't even imagine. But people that with, I don't know, overactive brains go in there and think crazy things. What do you think?
Well, I think you have to be a special type of person to, like, urban explore.
I do also. Yes, I wouldn't.
And I don't have the constitution for it. I know this about myself.
Right.
Because I don't like the dark. I don't like bugs. I don't like being hot. I don't like being lost.
Or dirty or, you know.
Yeah.
First time I'm seeing a mouse somewhere, I'm out the door.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't want to see dead animal bodies. I don't want to see dead human bodies.
Nope. Nope.
And I don't want to run into somebody who's crazier than I am.
Correct.
And that's what I have a real fear of.
Right.
Though, you know, I am curious about stuff like that. I would love to go into the Packard Building in Detroit. I would love to. Just to see what's there.
Don't they have guided tours?
I don't know. But they do have a problem with squatters.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I'm out.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not interested in running into a stranger in a strange place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Where there's no electricity and all I'm hearing.
No.
I'm maybe holding that torch that we discussed.
Yeah. In one scene, David Caruso says, "Hand me that torch," and the kid hands him a flashlight. And first of all, why did he call it a torch? We're in America.
Well,
and how did that kid, who seemed like he had a head full of rocks, how did he know what he was talking about?
I don't know. But I think there are many people in the U.S. that still call a flashlight a torch.
I've never heard it in all of my life.
Okay.
I watch a lot of TV.
Okay.
And I have only ever heard a British person call a flashlight a torch.
All right. Maybe David Caruso wants to be British. Maybe he wants to be the other David that I keep saying his name.
David Duchovny? Okay. Well, his career didn't fare much better, so.
True.
Most of the building was off limits because it was unsafe.
Correct.
I mean, something that's been abandoned for
right. And
20 plus years.
And at that time, it was well into its tearing down time. When was this movie made? 2001?
Yes. Is that what I said?
The most of the remaining buildings that were left were demolished in 2007.
Wow.
So, you know, that was an ongoing thing because the hospital itself was a national historic site.
Really?
Yes. And the government there let them demolish it.
That's crazy.
I don't understand. But on the other hand, I mean, it was just a big building and they're on a huge property that could be used better for
It was renovated into apartments. Only two wings in the main building were saved.
Right.
So
but those,
that's what it was better used for.
The first batch
High
of
rise.
Apartments burned to the ground.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that,
weird.
Yeah. So that kind of maybe makes you think.
Yeah.
Let me see when it burned down.
Yeah.
Sold in 2005. So sometime between 2005 and 2007 is when it burned.
Huh.
Because it was sold in 2007 in 2007 it burned. And it was resold in 2014.
Hmm.
So it's still ongoing.
Jeez. During the bidding scene, a student pilot was flying circles overhead for several hours. So the actors during that scene had to kind of, well, he's kind of far away, so we can do this really quick. Oh, he's back. Okay. Oh, he's gone again. Okay, let's get a couple lines out.
My God. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, I would be furious.
Right.
I would just come back another day. Just get out of here.
Oh, my gosh.
There was a large subplot that was ultimately cut that involved a homeless woman who lived and lurked among the building and the workers. Test viewings found her confusing, and they thought she was the Mary Hobbs, the tapes that Mike was listening to.
Oh, uh-huh.
They
yeah.
thought that she was that patient.
Ew.
Which, you know, who knows?
Well, it said on her records that she was deceased, so no, it wouldn't have been her.
Oh, yeah. Because when you see Gordon in the cemetery, the tombstone that's underneath him is her room. It just had the room numbers on it.
I guess, yeah.
And it had her room number on it.
444, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But remember when he pulled that, the lawyer guy was pulling files?
Yeah.
And he pulled that file, and up big on the front of it, it said deceased.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that?
No, but okay.
Okay, well, yeah. The file said she was deceased, so homeless woman couldn't have been Mary.
Good call. Good catch.
It's about the only thing I remember. The movie was horrible. and usually I'm pretty good. You know, I'm usually pretty good at picking out stuff, but
yeah,
I was completely lost.
Well, the voice that calls to Gordon is the same voice that you hear on the Session 9 tape of Simon, the malevolent entity.
Right.
So
he was, maybe it was him then.
So, I mean, that begs the question, you know, are there malevolent spirits that attach themselves to people? You know, Simon said he helped the weak and the wounded.
Yes.
And Mary was wounded. She was frightened. She was wounded. And he helped her rectify her pain.
Right.
So why couldn't he do that for Gordon? But that also, you know, you would think that in the time between Mary's passing, whenever she passed.
Right.
And however long the asylum was still open and then closed for, the amount of people that float around, you know, that are
in and out of there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then the, you know, the people that come in after it's closed, you would think that he would have attached himself to somebody else.
Right.
So why did he wait for Gordon?
Exactly.
I've got questions.
Me too. And I don't have answers.
Hmm.
Especially like those paranormal ones. I don't.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of don't believe that kind of stuff. So I don't think about it. So I don't have empathy for those people. I don't know. Yeah, but there were a lot of people there, because when it opened in 1878, and it didn't close until the 1980s, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
There were thousands and thousands of people flowed through there, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, so, but when that building was built, now what we see in this movie is not all that was originally built. Some of it was added on through time.
Okay.
But the original building, which was the front, the main building, and then a building on each side, was $1.5 million spent in 1874.
Holy crap, a million five?
Yep.
In that time period?
I tried to figure it out.
That's like $5 billion today.
I figured out 42 million. You think 5 billion?
I don't know. I'm just guessing, but it would be a whole fuckload of money.
In my brain, I figured out $42 million, and that's for three little buildings. That's a lot, because originally that hospital was only meant for 500 people.
Oh, well, they all are.
Isn't very big.
No.
You know, when you think about 500 people in that, it wasn't a big building.
No.
But, it, you know, throughout time, there were up to 2,500 people inside Ooh. The building at any given time. So, it was pretty messy.
Well, that's the same old story for all state hospitals.
Yes.
We watched a documentary called Cropsey. About a state hospital in Staten Island.
Oh, uh-huh.
And
I believe it was Staten Island one was one of these hospitals.
A state hospital.
Let me find it. It was the name of the doctor who originally designed these hospitals. I think I read that somewhere.
A Hawthorne?
No, was that the name?
Yeah.
A Hawthorne?
That was one of the men who made the hospital in the beginning. And he didn't want people to know that he was a Hawthorne. He just wanted people to know he was, you know, just a regular guy that happened to have that name, not a
real Hawthorne, but he was.
A real Hawthorne that was in the witch trials?
Yes. No, that's not it. Let me see. I'll come back to that. So go on with what you were going to say.
Okay. Well, anyways, Cropsey is about a state hospital that was grossly overcrowded, grossly underfunded, understaffed. Patients were abused. Patients mm-hmm. were malnourished.
Mm-hmm.
Conditions were deplorable. And I think it was like a Geraldo expose or a news show expose that was its downfall, and it closed, and there were people that couldn't adjust to society that kept going back to squat in the building.
Yes.
And they think that one of them was killing developmentally disabled children.
Oh my!
In the area,
in the town, yeah.
In the locality.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Ay ay ay. That style of hospital is a Kirkbride.
Oh, he said that. That was the name of the guy, the first building.
Right.
Okay.
Right. A Kirkbride, and there's Kirkbride hospitals all over the country.
Okay.
That were designed like that.
Sure.
Oh yeah. Ooh, that's Yeah, and I have to think that would be, you know, if that's the only place that someone who is completely mentally unstable knows as a home, that's where they're going to keep going to.
Right.
And if they have those tendencies, when there was staff there, of course, they were able to control all of that.
Barely, but well, sure.
Right, right, exactly right.
The theory was that they could control that.
Right. You know, that person may have been left in a locked room at all times.
Probably.
You know, and so he didn't have the freedom to just come and go as he pleased. So, you know, he was being somewhat controlled. You know, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy, huh?
Well, you hear a lot of stories of state hospitals that are, you know, have residual hauntings. And do they or don't they? Because they were deplorable places.
Yes.
Oh, who knows?
Yeah, you know. Right. What do you believe?
Exactly. I've been telling Justin there's a ghost upstairs for years.
Sure. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know that.
And the other morning, I got up. I got up. I had just put my glasses on. I wandered out into the living room, and Justin's like, "Dude, I think you're right. There is a ghost upstairs." He's like, "Because I heard a noise, and I could account for all three cats."
Yes.
And I said, "I fucking told you.
I told you that ten. I told you that 10 years ago."
Yeah. Then he said, well, then a couple days later, he's like, "No, it was a bottle moving in my refrigerator."
That, what?
That has a distinct noise.
Wait, what?
First of all, why would it be moving around in your refrigerator of its own volition? That's not going to happen. Second of all.
Did you just say, Okay, you know, I get it. Sometimes the bottles, I keep drinks on the very tippy top shelf of my fridgey. On their sides.
Oh,
you know, I
okay.
have stacks of bottles.
Yeah.
And sometimes when the ice does its thing, those bottles do move a little. But there's a reason for that. But ice maker. His little fridge, he doesn't have an ice maker.
Yeah.
Does he put all his bottles in there flat like I do?
Yeah, they're on their side.
And then there's just stacks of flat bottles.
Uh-huh.
That might be.
I said
Okay, but I would think that they wouldn't move until someone was walking up there. You know, like the ice maker makes my fridge move a little, so maybe the bottle shift. I get that.
Yeah.
But if nobody's up there to make the bottle shift, you're
exactly.
right.
Exactly. I'm glad you see it my way. When David Caruso's standing on the roof, he ad-libs the line, "It's going to get ugly." And at the time, in the movie, it seems out of place. But that's like right before Gordon completely falls off the edge.
Yes, it was. I'm trying to
go through that in my
mind again.
It felt like it was out of place.
Right.
So.
Because it was weird. First off, they'd never been up on that roof before. Why all of a sudden were they on the roof? They were on different places in the yard. Why all of a sudden were they up on the roof?
Well, why would they be on the roof? Why would they not?
Lexi?
I'm here.
Okay. I've got this strange sound in my ear.
Oh.
And then you weren't there.
Oh.
It was weird. Okay.
Am I back?
You're back and the sound is gone.
Weird.
Maybe that's the movie.
So it was my phone? I had my phone out.
No, I have my phone out too.
Hmm.
No, I don't know what it is. But, oh, maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to.
That could be. I mean, I don't think that it stood out as so odd, but because I think this whole movie was odd.
Yeah, I think that was the only place that felt disjointed was him just looking at the camera saying, "It's going to get ugly."
Okay. I get that. Okay. Interesting.
The characters all say come back into the walkie-talkies. And somebody in the trivia theorized that that could be a hint that Gordon was kind of sleepwalking.
No.
Kind of in a trance. Gordon, come back.
No, that's what you say when you're talking on a walkie-talkie. Come back. That means it's your turn to talk.
Well, so does the look when you take your hand off the talk button.
Okay, I did not find that comeback of any, because my generation would have seen that on movies. Come back.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Like I said, that was just somebody's theory in the trivia. And is it plausible? Sure.
Yeah,
but
because
is that really what was happening? Probably not.
No. Because
when you're done talking, you say over.
Or you say come back.
Okay.
I'm done talking, it's your turn. But they only ever called him.
Yeah.
They didn't call to anybody else.
Weird.
Did they? Do you remember them on the walkie-talkie calling anybody other than Gordon?
The only person I can vaguely see right now is the kid after he runs out of the building, out of the dark building. When he gets to the van, he says, "Gordon and Phil, come back."
Oh. He did say that.
That's the only other time that I, you know, heard somebody else being called other than Gordon.
Right, because when they split up, Gordon and Phil went together and
Phil and the boy went and Mike and Gordon went and Gordon and Mike split off from Gordon.
That's right.
And Phil then found Gordon later after he found Hank.
Yes.
In the bowels of the hospital.
Right. And went down one of the tunnels. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I want to think about this movie. Yikes.
Gordon tells Phil, and we talked about this during the movie, Gordon tells Phil that he was staying in a motel after he hit his wife.
Mm-hmm.
But we never see him going to or coming from a motel, inferring that he was staying at the hospital.
Right.
And I agreed with you because
you're right. He never did. We saw him sitting outside the house.
But you never saw him, except that for the first time when he goes in and talks to his wife and you hear them talking together, that's the only time you saw him approach the house.
Right.
You didn't even see him go in. You just saw him approach it.
Right. So, yeah, I got it right away that no, he wasn't staying. He was staying there at the hospital.
Yeah, definitely in that truck.
Yeah.
That wound care stuff was just hanging out all over that truck.
Right. It was all right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. And that's how he knew that the other guy was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he saw him pull up.
Right.
The grave markers in the cemetery and the doors in the morgue were made of styrofoam. The morgue had already been
demolished.
What does that say? Oh, cleaned out. So props had to be brought in. There were a couple things, like those brand new metal tubs that you saw when they first walked into the hospital.
Yeah.
Those were brought in for the movie.
Definite props. Yeah.
The stainless steel is nice, but it does get grungy.
It does.
And it wasn't grungy.
No.
And you would think that a hospital that's been abandoned for 20 years would have grungy stainless steel.
Right. And, you know, and as far as him finding a reel-to-reel to listen to, not hardly.
Yeah. And,
you know, that they had armed guards there because of squatters. That place would have been cleaned out for any little thing that they could have sold or
all those wheelchairs?
Salvaged. Yeah.
Yeah. All that metal scrap.
Yeah. All that stuff. And all those files that he was going through. No way in hell would they have been left there. They would have been burned or boxed up somewhere. They wouldn't be there. I don't buy that at all. That'd be like you moving out of the house and, I don't know,
just taking the clothes on my back?
Yeah, and leaving your purse there. Won't happen.
Yeah.
So some of it I found very unreal, but nonetheless frightening.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Speaking of it being frightening, some of the imagery in Brookhaven Hospital in the video game Silent Hill 3 was inspired by this movie.
Uh-huh.
I read that.
Yes. I believe I have that written down somewhere. Games. Yes.
Danvers, Massachusetts was originally known as Salem Village, where the Salem witch trials took place in the 1600s.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't read that.
And the last film, and the last bit of trivia I have, is that this is the last film to be released by October Films. I didn't write down what the first was. I didn't write down...
Ooh.
Yeah, nothing. That's all I got.
Okay. And also, you had mentioned the games. There's also, this hospital was the theme in several books and role-playing games. So... and other movies too. So
really?
Yeah, so
You know, for a little movie that just, you know, sat on a shelf and all that was on the cover was, you know, that dark hallway with that shadowed wheelchair.
Yeah.
You know, I can still see the box on the shelf in the video store. And that's
Ooh.
what it looks like.
Yikes.
And, you know, for very little fanfare, this movie's really good.
Yeah, it was very frightening. Yes. It was very it definitely a psychological thriller.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because was there a malevolent spirit that grabbed Gordon, or was Gordon genuinely cracking up?
Right. Oh, I think he was definitely at the end of his tether, and whatever touched him inside there was the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't have kids. To have a colicky baby, to have a baby with a constant ear infection, an infant baby. I can't even imagine the crying.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of crying with babies.
I can't even, just the crying in this movie puts me on edge.
Yeah, and it wasn't even all that much.
You know, I
Well,
don't have it in me as a human being to deal with something like
right,
that.
and you're not the only one.
But I can put myself, I can put myself right in those shoes. I could not handle that. I, first of all, can't handle not sleeping for weeks at a time. I can't handle the screaming and crying. I would lose
Right.
my mind.
Right. And well, we hear about that on the news often. Shaken babies. Those babies were crying and they're going to make them stop crying. Just walk away.
Yeah.
Just walk away, put the baby in its crib and close the door and walk away so you can't hear it. That because it will make you do things that you don't want to do.
Yeah.
So that's what the Children's Services says. Just walk away.
Yeah.
If the baby's crying, if you need help, call for help. Someone will come and help you. And probably that baby's just unhappy, just being unhappy.
Oh, yeah. I'm an adult and I've had an ear infection and it fucking sucks. Can you imagine not having any sense, having any way of verbalization?
Right?
Could you even imagine?
No, I can't. So,
Sucks.
yeah. No, babies crying are very
Ugh.
stressful.
Just
I've been through two crying babies, so I know the deal, but
my teeth right on edge. Just ugh.
yeah. And you're not the only one. It happens all the time and
That's part of why I didn't have kids, because I can't.
not to mention the smells and
Oh, the pooping. Oh, gross.
oh, and then they want to eat all the time and then they get older, they want to use your car. I didn't sign up for that.
Yeah, kids are the worst.
They are.
You know, I have it so bad with my three four-legged children.
Oh my
You
God,
know,
yes.
they're enough of my patients.
Right. But they're the same thing. You can't, you know, they can't tell you when they don't feel good. They can't, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Crazy. Let's see, what do I got about the hospital? Talked about the budget cuts in the 60s. That was the beginning of the demise. And by 1985, most of the hospital was closed or abandoned.
Thank you, Ronald Reagan.
Yep,
We'll say it again.
the patients that were there were moved to the Bonner Building, the Bonner Medical Building,
Oh, okay.
which would, I believe, it was on the same grounds. It was just a newer hospital. The entire campus itself was closed in 1992.
Okay.
That was before they started demolishing stuff. That it was just a labyrinth of tunnels underneath. Everything was connected underneath
Oh, yeah.
by tunnels, all the buildings and all of the doctors' buildings and the nurses' buildings and everything. The old medical college used to be like that.
Oh, yeah.
It was built at the same time the state hospital was across the street, and it was all connected by tunnels. You would go in one building and you'd go through the tunnel to the other building. Yeah, it was, yeah, weird. There's a steam power generating, a steam power generating plant that is still there and used for, and it provides service steam power to the Hogan Regional Center, which is a governmental offices. And when I looked into what these, you know, what this office was, it seems like it was on the same campus as the newer hospital and this.
Okay.
But that's kind of like the social services center.
Okay.
Where you go if you need food stamps or children's services or, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's the governmental hub there.
Going back to the tunnels, Justin had just told me a story about how he read something that Stephen King has, you know, has his big house in Maine, and then he's got a house nearby that is also his, and it's connected by tunnels.
I wouldn't think that's odd.
And I said,
rich guy,
if I had more money than God, all my shit would be connected by tunnels too.
Yeah.
Daylight, no thank you.
Right. Rain, snow.
Yeah.
And if the paparazzi's out front of your house.
Yeah.
You can go to that other house and get in your car and leave from there.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. Why would that even be odd?
I want to do it now, and I'm a regular poor person.
I know. We've talked about that before. That would be absolutely cool.
Yeah. What if I had to bug out?
Exactly. Exactly. Let's see. We talked about the apartments.
Yeah.
That was in the 2000s.
Okay.
When they did take most of the rest of the buildings down, they did leave the front facade of the two main wings and the middle building. But that caught fire too when the apartments burned.
Oh, really?
I guess at the top of the building that there was some wood up there. So, you know, it caught fire too.
Hmm.
But they propped them up. I don't know. I couldn't find out if the fronts were still there, you know. But I'm sure somewhere in history stuff, we could find out if those are still there.
Oh, I'm sure.
I got a little bit about Brad Anderson, the director.
Okay.
He's the nephew of Holland Taylor.
Holland Taylor.
Actress.
Oh, Sarah Paulson's girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay.
I was struggling for that. What's her girlfriend's name? Yes. So
okay.
That's his claim to fame.
Sure.
And you were talking the other day to me about, you know, the Russians. He majored in anthropology and Russian.
Oh.
At Bowdoin College. I don't know where that is.
Okay.
But you were talking about Russians, and there he is studying Russian. And then he finished his education at the London Film School.
Wow. Okay.
So he's got credentials, and he was much older than I thought. I mean, the picture of him, he looks very young, but he was 60 years old.
Wow.
He's, 60 years old.
The movie was co-written by Stephen Gavidon, who played Mike.
Uh-huh.
And it's so funny because we first bought this DVD, we watched the movie, and then we watched some of the behind-the-scenes features. And Stephen Gavidon, I guess currently, has white hair. And it's so weird to see Mike in the movie and the actor with white hair. And it's just like, how old are you?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you look him up?
No, of course not.
Well, then let's get it up here.
Why would I do that?
Well, because we may say we're prepared to do a show, but we're really never.
Oh, it only says that his birthday is March 30th. It doesn't say when.
Oh. Oh, it's just bleach blonde.
No, in this is bleach blonde, but in the behind the scenes stuff, it was white.
Oh, okay.
And it was crazy because it was just like, I don't feel like you're that old.
Well, I mean, 60s, he's probably.
I say that as a person whose hair is mostly white.
Right.
And that just kind of jumped into my brain. It's like, well, you're not old, and your hair is almost all the way white.
You
So,
just, you never know.
yeah.
You just never know what, how old they are. And this says he's 58, which isn't very old, but
No.
you could well have white hair by 58.
Yeah.
You know, my cousin Molly was pretty much entirely gray before she was 40.
Oh, her hair's so pretty.
I know, she's really got beautiful hair. Unlike my ugly stuff. But anyway.
I think yours is really kind of evened out, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot more white than the steel gray that there used to be.
I'm glad because I hated that.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, I decided, you know, I talked about changing my color. I know. Too much work.
All that
Didn't we talk
work.
about that
We
too?
talked about the
Yeah.
work involved, all the upkeep.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do it. I colored my hair for, I don't know, 35 plus years. I think I'm done with that.
I got a solid 20 in there, and I can't, because first of all, I used to dye my hair jet black.
Yeah.
The upkeep on jet black
That
hair
that's almost weekly.
for a blonde ass person like myself
Yeah.
is stupid.
Yeah.
Second of all, the work it took to get the black out of my hair was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I had a rainbow vomit color for a long time. It was awful.
Right. Yeah, because that's not a color you can color over.
Because by the time I got it all bleached out of my hair doing it myself, I had spent what I would have spent to do it once at a salon. But you know, of course I can't think about that in the moment.
Right. Oh.
So by then my hair is ready to fall off.
Yeah.
And it's just not worth it.
No, you know, I just, yeah.
But it's so funny because the front of my hair is still very blonde, and I have a patch that is
Right.
very dark blonde still, and I think it's
Yeah.
getting darker.
I think so. I don't see you sometimes for the whole week in between.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes 2 weeks, and I think your hair's getting darker.
Yeah.
Weird. Weird. I don't know. Weird.
I don't know.
I don't think it should be getting darker.
No, I mean I do use a purple shampoo most of the time when I wash my hair.
That only takes the yellow out.
No,
That.
it really does put a lot of purple into the white.
Yes, it does.
So I'm wondering if some of this lighter hair is catching the purple too and is causing those darker patches to look extra dark.
Okay. No, I don't buy that, but
I
okay.
don't know. I don't know.
Why not? Could be.
I had a coworker tell me that one of my bosses was like, "No, she dyes her hair like that." And they were like, "No, she really, that's really her natural hair." And
Right.
they were surprised.
All 15 colors of it. It's all mine.
and I hurt my own feelings about it, 'cause it's like the front of my hair is obviously, very obviously blonde, and the back of my head is very obviously gray white.
Right.
And it's just like, how do you think I've gotten this far in life, not knowing how to dye my full head of hair?
Right.
You think I'm doing the mullet of hair dyeing on purpose?
Yes.
So I had to hurt my own feelings about that.
Oh.
Like,
Oh. Yeah, that would hurt my feelings.
do you think I'm that dumb? Like, I know I look dumb, but like,
Yeah, don't let the hair fool you.
do you think I'm that dumb?
Oh my goodness. Oh my. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, your hair is beautiful. I mean,
It's
all of the colors in your hair are really stunning.
people compliment me a lot. They're like, "Oh my God, your hair's great. Where do you get it done at?" I'm like,
Yeah.
"This, I do it at, this is mine.
In the tub, in the
I
bathroom,
use
in my
shampoo a lot.
house. I mean, it really is stunning, and people do pay lots of money to try to get there, but
yeah. Well, I do spend a lot of money on my hair.
Me too, and that's okay.
My shampoo,
I like it to look right.
My shampoo is stupid.
But you know what? That's what I buy a bottle of hairspray. It's $35. I buy the shampoo and the conditioner. They're $30 each. But you know what? I'm not buying a bottle of shampoo every month.
No.
When you buy shampoo like that or styling products, you use so little of that, it lasts forever. It lasts for a long time. And I'm not giving up my $35 hairspray.
No.
I like it. I like the way my hair looks when I use it. And I'm not giving up my $30 bottle shampoo because I like the way my hair feels.
I buy the liter pump bottles because when I buy something, I buy something.
Oh, yeah.
And I only buy that shit when it's on sale. And it's still over $100 before it gets to me.
Yeah, but how long does it last?
Well, it depends on how much I wash my hair, which is not very often. And it depends on whether or not Justin is using it as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And men like to have a whole big handful of shampoo.
And he washes his hair every day because he washes everything in the shower.
Okay.
I don't wash my hair every day.
I don't wash my hair every day. Sometimes I don't even wash my hair every other day anymore because I think that was making my hair fall out.
I really only wash my hair once, maybe twice a week. Maybe twice.
Okay. I go 3 or 4 days. Yeah, so once or twice a week, you're right.
Yeah.
But I think that my hair is better now that I don't wash it every single day.
Yeah,
which
absolutely.
I did for many years.
Years. Until I read on the internet that that's not good for you.
No.
And then I researched that. Like, is that for real? Like, am I getting a pass here? And no, that's for real. You shouldn't wash your hair. It strips the essential oils out.
Right, right. That's why you have to condition it and put all this stuff in it because you've stripped every bit of good out of it.
Yeah.
I know. I've been there, but I wouldn't have done anything else. I wouldn't have not done that.
Right.
Because
I've only, like, just in the last couple of years gotten the hang of dry shampoo.
Yeah.
Like, I've only just gotten the hang of it.
I know. I've tried it before, and I don't find the joy in it, but.
Oh, I live on dry shampoo.
And that's okay.
My hair looks like it does today because of dry shampoo.
I thought your hair looked good when I came in.
It 100% dry shampoo.
Yeah. Because I knew you had to go out in public, and I know you always try to look good when you go out in public.
Yeah. Plus, I had gone to bed. I had woken up early, and I came out, and I talked to Justin. And it was early. And I said, well, I'm going to go back to bed. And he said, okay. So when I had gone to the bathroom after I woke up the first time, my hair looked great. I was just like, oh, I could totally rock this hair today. I woke up the second time.
It was on
and
going to the left.
My hair looked like a crazy person's hair. So I was just like, well, now I have to comb it. Now it looks shitty. Now I've got to dry shampoo it. Now I've got to comb it again.
I know.
A cashier was talking about my hair. And I told her, and she was like, oh, but, you know, I got these tangles so bad. And I said, you have to get a wet brush. She's like, oh, but they're so expensive. I said, they sell knockoffs now. Get
yep.
a knockoff. They're wonderful. I
yep.
said, I will never not use a wet brush on my hair.
Yep. Absolutely. I don't have a wet brush. I have a wet comb because my hair is so thin. The brush is not necessary. I have a wet comb.
Oh, I love it.
I wouldn't even think to wash my hair or even attempt to comb it without that wet comb. You know,
yeah.
those, I, yeah, absolutely. Get a wet comb, or get a wet comb and a wet brush. They're wonderful.
Yeah. They're worth every penny.
Yep. Yep.
Because I was just like, oh, you know, I've got, you know, just a hairbrush. It's fine. They're like, no, you don't. You don't have the kind of hairbrush this is. And I was just like, all right, well, I'll take your word for it and I'll try it. And I was instantly, I was instantly a believer.
Absolutely.
Because I sleep like a rotisserie chicken. I'm rolling all night.
Apparently, yep, yep.
So my hair gets tangly.
Yeah.
And when I wash it, it's super tangly.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's our beauty tips for the day.
I wish I knew about that shit in the 80s. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That would have saved a lot of tears.
Yes. They didn't have anything like that.
No.
I know. I'm sorry. I had
have
to
you ever had
hair.
A full meltdown while getting hit in the head with a hairbrush? It's not fun.
How do you think I felt?
Fine, because you were the one hitting me.
I know. Because I was having my own full meltdown. Why can't you just sit still so I can do this?
Because you are literally ripping the hair from my head.
I know.
I watched there was a reel where somebody was like, me brushing my mom's hair like my mom brushed my hair in 1985. And she's got the cup of water. She's dipping the brush in. She's beating her on the head with it. Mom's like, she's like beating her on the head, like, stop moving. It was so funny to me. I was just like, that absolutely happened.
Sorry.
That was 1983 on.
Oh, I tried so hard.
Until I could brush my own hair.
Tried so hard to have you have kids have pretty hair, but it was a fail. Absolute fail. And you had such beautiful blonde hair. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hair tips.
Yeah.
From Lexi and Mom.
That's our beauty tips for the day.
Don't beat your kids in the head with a shitty brush. Get a wet brush.
Just don't bother combing their hair. Just let them go.
Yeah, just buzz it off.
Nobody will notice. Yeah, nobody will notice. Okay, let's get back to this director, Brad Anderson.
What he said about making the movie in the behind-the-scenes little thing, commentary thing they did, was that he saw the hospital almost every day driving around town.
Oh, uh-huh.
He would get on the highway, and there it was. And that's one of the things that drew him into making this movie was, you know.
Yeah, we saw pictures of it. It's quite imposing.
Yeah.
And up there on the crest of the hill, I mean, I imagine it was seen from every angle.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. But he started out in romantic comedies.
Oof. Okay.
And in 2001, he turned to the psychological horror stuff. But that just kind of turned right into the cult stuff. But he's done tons of movies, none of which I recognized. I did not even write them down because I did not even recognize any of them.
Really?
None of them. And he's also done a bunch of TV. The only thing I really recognized is he did a whole bunch of Breed All About It.
I don't know what that is.
Well, see, that's because you don't watch the Animal Planet channel. It's all about different breeds of dogs. And they go into depths about each of the breeds.
I didn't know a lot of these movies.
You would. Absolutely. You would because you probably seen half of them.
The Machinist is crazy. Christian Bale lost like 80 pounds to be in that movie. He was like 110 pounds. He was just a skeleton walking around. It was crazy.
That's the only one I even had any tiny bit sounds familiar. But, you know, none of them. You watch movies and you watch all kinds of movies. So, yeah.
The Call, that's Halle Berry as like a 911 operator. I didn't see that one. Stonehurst Asylum. I've seen, it always comes up in the, you should watch this, and I've never watched it.
Okay.
Happy Accidents, that's Vincent D'Onofrio and Marissa Tomei, it looks like.
Is that one of his romantic comedies? I didn't recognize that one.
That one I might have seen. It's called The Dagon.
Okay.
That's like a Cthulhu thing.
All right. But, you know, me, no. I would never have seen any of those.
No, yeah. Oh.
Sorry. Sorry, okay. Sir, that I haven't seen your movies.
Oh, you haven't seen many movies at all.
Well, 60?
Is that where we are?
Are we at 59 or 60? We'll find out.
I'll tell you in just a second here.
Yep. That's crazy that, you know, in the last couple of years, I've seen so many movies. And like I said, I've seen a million movies. We used to go to the movies all the time, but I don't remember any of those movies.
Yeah.
It's just like watching TV. You
Right.
know, I've seen TV every day for the last, you know, how many years of my life? I don't remember any of it.
Right.
I do know about Breed All About It
That's so crazy.
because I've seen almost all of those.
We are, this will be episode 59.
Okay. Well,
Crazy.
and I've seen, there's
Well,
only been
there's
what?
been 60 movies. This movie is movie number 60
Yeah.
because there's that one movie we didn't
And
record.
what? There's only three, possibly four movies that I've seen before.
Yeah.
I'm leaning toward three. I don't think there were even four.
Probably.
That, you know, so these are all new to me. And some of these directors are all new to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, wow. Yeah, 60 movies. Can you believe it?
That's crazy.
I know.
To film this movie today, Justin's on vacation. So, I had forgotten kind of when I scheduled a movie today. And so he has sequestered himself in his spare bedroom to play video games.
Yeah.
And the last time he had sequestered himself to play video games while we did a movie was the lost episode when I
No.
got food poisoning.
Or the bird flu.
That's
I just heard that. It might have been the bird flu.
Justin told his friend he was playing with his friend online, and he's on his headphones. He's just like, I don't know, Alexis has got like bird flu or something.
Oh, that just hits me as so funny because two people in Michigan had bird flu,
No.
and a third person from somewhere else had got the bird flu from the
Really?
cows.
From the Oh, you're
From the
from the
cows.
cows. I
Yeah.
feel like I read about
You
that.
probably heard about it on the news because it's been all over the news this last week. Yeah, two people in Michigan have had it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. From the cows, not the bird. But then somebody, another big corporation, had to kill like 40 million chickens because their barn was infested.
Ugh.
You know, so and people wonder why our groceries cost so much. This is why.
A dozen eggs cost $6.
Yep, this is why. Think about it. 40 million chickens.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy number. You know, and we probably all have at least three chickens in our freezer. You know, we got chicken nuggets, chicken strips, chickens,
Yeah.
dozen eggs. 40 million is a huge loss.
A lot of chickens.
Yeah. Yeah. Craziness. That's why our groceries cost what they do.
Well,
Well, and that and greed. But
greed is a big factor,
yeah.
but you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I get it. You know, money talks and the rest of us walk.
Yeah.
So we're all just a walking around.
Yep, they have found that we will pay these prices, so they keep doing it.
Right, because we want to eat nourishing foods.
And we're not going to start a revolt.
Nah.
It's just too much work. All
Yeah.
the organization that needs to go into that. Can you? I just, the thought of trying to organize a mass group of people to form a revolt, ugh, gross. Not going to do it.
Well.
First of all, I only know like four people.
Well, yeah, there is that. And I don't hardly leave my house other than to go to Meijer's or Kroger's. So, I mean, sometimes you don't even see a cashier because you got to use the fucking U-scans.
Oh, I hate the self-checkout.
Ugh. Yes, I went to Meijer's. Told you I was going to Meijer's. That's about the only place I can get the cat food anymore. I had one, six, six, six times 12. 72 cans of cat food all rang individually. Because at the U scan, you can't do multiples.
What a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah. But the two lines that were open had like 10 people in them each.
Yeah.
So I thought, I gotta go home. I need to leave.
I only get in a checkout lane if I can put my stuff directly on the belt. If I have to stand behind somebody while they're putting stuff on a belt, I'm not getting in line. I'll go to the U scan because fuck it. I just want to go home.
That's it.
My purse is heavy. I'm ready to go home.
I'd already spent over an hour in the store picking up the cat food and the basket that I didn't take because it didn't have a tag on it. I got, you know, when you go to Meijer's, you got to shop both sides of the store.
Ugh,
so
that's a pain in the ass.
I had my non-grocery and my grocery stuff. So I had a cart full of stuff. But, oh, I hate U scans.
Yeah.
I, you know, why have they put in all those registers if they have no intentions of putting a human being behind them?
Because.
I don't get it.
Because it looks good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get that. Talking about corporate greed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
The last time I was at the grocery store yesterday.
Yeah, and, yesterday.
The bottle of what? The marinade that it, all it was Italian dressing. After I opened it and smelled it, I was like, this is just fucking Italian dressing.
What do you think marinade is?
Well, I was expecting a little something more out of herb and garlic with lemon.
It wasn't extra herby or garlicky?
No, it was straight up Italian dressing.
Oh, geez. Okay.
But, like, it bitched at me when I scanned it, and it showed me a video of me scanning it and putting it in the bag. And then...
Yeah, that's exactly what you do. You scan it and put it in the bag.
And then it was just like, oh, okay, you can continue. But then at the end, it was just like, you need help. And it was just like, I don't need help. I just want to fucking pay.
Yeah.
And the kid came over and then it showed the video of me scanning something and putting it in the bag. And he was just like, okay. And I was like, it's the fucking marinade. You can see on the grocery bill list that the marinade is there. And there's one jar in my bag. You can look in my bag. I'm not going to hide it from you.
Right. Right. That happened to me too.
And he's just like, oh, okay. And he tapped some buttons and it worked. And I was able to pay and go home. What a fucking pain in my ass.
Yeah, I know.
If you don't trust me, you don't trust me.
Then why have do you a have fucking the cashier? Scams? Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh my God, I hate U scan. I don't work here.
Yeah.
And I just spent an hour in the store. All I want to do is pick up my bags and go home.
And it's just so funny to me because Justin works for Kroger. And it just is like, I don't want him to lose. Like, it would behoove me for him not to lose his job.
Absolutely.
Because I'm stealing. Like, so can we just move this along?
Right.
Like, I like that he has a job.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to keep paying for everything I'm buying because I don't want him to get in trouble.
Exactly. I don't get it. I get it, but I don't get that. Well, they don't know who you are. They don't care. You know, let's face it. Nobody at the store cares who you are. Just scan something and go.
Yeah. No, go ahead and paw around in that bag that I put on the shelf.
Yeah.
To wait instead of putting it back in my cart. Also, I had to use a full-size cart because there were only like 8 full-size carts in the corral in the store.
No way.
I was like, what the? First of all, fuck. I bought enough groceries to fill the baby seat and 2 jugs of water. That's all I had.
Oh my gosh.
I did not need a full-size cart.
You can't even afford to pay the cart guy anymore?
I guess not.
Holy cow. Oh, my God.
Full-size cart.
Oh, okay.
For a one-meal shop.
Even when I do big shopping, I like the little cart. I get it all in a little cart. I don't need that big old cart ahead of me. Ramming into people.
First of all, that's just too much to maneuver in a store like that, especially when they've got those fucking call ahead grocery getters who hog the entire aisle.
Right. I hate those people too. Yeah, I'm here shopping. You know, I get to the same stuff you get to, you know?
Yeah.
Pull to one side or the other.
Also, like, I would love to hand over that duty. Just, you know, go ahead and shop for me. But I don't trust how you pick out vegetables.
No.
I don't trust how you pick out eggs. I don't think that you're giving me the best bag of chips.
Right.
So.
I wouldn't do that. No.
I'm just going to go shop for myself.
Yep. I don't I don't want somebody picking out a tomato for me.
No.
That just seems wrong in so many ways. Same with bananas. I don't want you picking out my banana. If I'm going to buy a damn banana, it's going to be perfect.
Right. I'm going to buy the nicest one on the shelf, not whatever one you pick up.
Right. That seems to be at the end of your hand.
Yeah. I don't like that.
No. Not to mention, what if something I don't, you know, what needs to be changed? Oh, they don't have any sense about them. I can't trust them to change anything.
I love seeing that on Facebook. People will post their, like, the substitutions that they
right.
get. Somebody was like, I want this specific box of tampons. It's $6.75. Oh, well, we don't have that specific box of tampons. But here's a carton of mushrooms that cost $6.75. So we're going to just switch those out. And it's just like,
you know what? I don't know if that happens, but I absolutely believe it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that that would happen. I would think that they would get some sort of tampons, but I absolutely believe that $6 worth of mushrooms is a fair swap.
Right. I don't know. This is our bitching about the grocery store. Maybe we should go to the loony bin for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
A trip to the state hospital is looking like a nice little spa vacation, doesn't it?
Right. You know what? Maybe a little electroshock therapy might do us good. I don't know.
Hey, nothing else has worked for me, so. Also, I read an article. I've read a couple articles about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and I have convinced myself that I have ADHD and that that has explained about 30 years of my life.
Yes.
So my doctor, when I saw him last, was like, well, you know, you probably do have some cause to investigate further. Here's some, you know, places that you can go get tested. I called the first place that he suggested and that my therapist suggested, and they were booking out at the end of October.
OMG.
And I have to take a personality test and an IQ test and to do all of this shit. And I'm just like,
wow, how much would that cost?
First of all, I don't know. Second of all, I already know that I'm fairly intelligent. And I already know that I have a shitty personality. So can we just skip all that?
But
I'm mean-spirited. I'm impatient.
Think about it, Lex. When are all the kids at school getting these tests? Now. That's why it's booked out till October.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
That just jumped into my head.
And she said, well, here's two places that I would recommend. Try those places, and if they can get you in sooner, cool. If they can't, call me back. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah, what will your insurance cover?
Ugh, I had blood work done that cost me $75 up front. I got a bill for $110 after the fact, just for random blood work, just everyday, run of the mill.
All that blood work you just had?
Metabolic.
Cost you $185?
Yes.
Holy shit. Your insurance is crappy.
It's crappy.
It should at least cover diagnostic stuff like that.
Apparently they didn't consider it diagnostic.
Oh.
Even though that's the first, you know, metabolic test for the year.
Wow. Thank God you have a job. Thank God Justin has a job.
Yeah.
You get to eat this week.
Yeah.
Wow. That took, what, 5 minutes of your time? How many hours do you have to work to make $185?
Like all day.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Like 2 days.
Yeah, 5 minutes. So that takes me that long.
Yeah, the blood work only took 5 minutes. Sitting there waiting around the fucking hospital was like an hour.
Well, yeah.
Fucking stupid.
I know. But OMG. Oh my God, Alexis. Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. You need to go on the helpline and see if there's any better insurance you can get.
This is what I get through work.
Oh, never mind then.
And since I have an offer of insurance through work, I can't get Ohio insurance.
Right. Correct. Oh my
And even
goodness.
then, it's based off your income. I wouldn't get a good rate anyways because I make too much money.
Well, I don't know. They keep talking about people that, you know, under $75,000 a year, thinking, I've never made $75,000 in a year, ever.
Justin and I together make just over $75,000 a year. Together.
Yeah. How can you be needy if you make $75,000 a year?
I don't know. I just read something that about wage disparity and something, and this guy said that I'm a student worker at a well-known medical hospital.
Yeah.
And he's got an advanced degree. He's working in this medical hospital. He qualifies for food stamps where he lives.
Well, I have to believe that. I mean, if $15 an hour isn't even a living wage, I mean, what is?
I don't know.
And, you know, I raised my family on minimum wage. Yeah, we were scraping it together sometimes, but I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Well, the minimum wage in the United States hasn't changed in over 10 years.
Right. And it's an ungodly low number.
Yeah, it's like $7
right.
still. It's like, yeah, that's incomprehensible.
Right. Right.
It's,
you know,
it's just crazy to me. You know, and the Fed keeps raising the interest rates. Oh, well, you know, we've got to keep them high for a while still. Why?
Right.
Why? What for?
The only people that is hurting is us little people, because we've still got to eat, so we're going to go to the big box stores. We still got to put clothes on our backs. We still have to have gas in our car.
We still have to have cars to buy.
Yes. You know, it's all there. I mean, if I'm going to go to work, I need a car with gas in it. I need clothes. I need shoes. I need lunch. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear any more about, oh, back in 1980, we blah, blah, blah. You know what? In 1980, we were all living on minimum wage.
Yeah. In 1980, a single earning household with no college degree could make a
right.
good living and support multiple children.
Right.
On a single income.
Right. So don't compare them.
We,
stop
we can't
comparing
do that now.
Them. This is 2014. Stop comparing us to the 80s.
If Justin
or the 90s.
Or I were to move out today, we'd need to make three times rent. And rent on a single bedroom apartment anymore is close to $1,000.
Oh.
I don't make $3,000 a month.
Oh my God, no. Yeah, no, I can't even imagine how young people can do it now. Not at all. Not at all. I don't know how you kids are doing it. You know, thank God you both have good jobs.
Yeah. For uneducated people, like we are on paper.
Right.
We're doing okay together. We would fall apart.
Right. Right.
We would both be living with our parents.
Right. You'd both have to rethink your situation. I get it.
Yeah.
I absolutely get it. And now that I'm an old person, I'm living on that fixed income. You know, I understand. You got to think about stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not like it was 15, 20 years ago. It's not. Stop comparing it.
And, you know, this is forcing people to make decisions. Well, do I take care of my mental health this month or do I eat?
Yep. Absolutely.
Do I leave my abusive spouse this month or do I get my ass beat for another 30 days?
Absolutely.
You know, this we are making decisions that affect our entire lives.
Right.
Based on this stuff. And you know, there we don't have the mental health resources. We don't
right.
have the domestic abuse resources. We don't have the kind of poverty resources that people, median income people need.
Right.
It's you have to be dirt poor.
Right.
Or nothing.
Right, because you've got a good job and you got crappy insurance.
Yeah.
That's a crime.
Yeah.
You know, I guess they figure if you can afford that, you can afford to spend an extra $200 this month.
Right.
You know.
And I don't need some rich guy saying that, well, if you didn't get a $5 coffee every day, it would, you know, your life would be better. There's no amount of $5 coffees skipping out on those $5 right. coffees that will make up for the fact that we don't make enough money
right.
to survive. That the money that we make isn't enough to survive.
Right. And just changing the interest rate is not going to help.
No. But it needs to go back down because
or not changing the interest rate
was ridiculous.
Yeah. Whatever the I'm looking for. You know what I'm looking for.
It's too
for.
High.
Yeah.
You're saying it's too high.
Yeah.
And it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a crime.
Yeah. Not that I want them to go back to the 3%, but
I would love that because I could afford to sell this house and buy a new one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I can't give up the interest rate that I've got on this house.
No, absolutely not.
But Justin and I were talking about it the other day. Like, if we ever did move, and I know that this is something that he's concerned about because his name isn't on this house. Is that whatever we did do, the house would be in his name.
Oh, yeah, first-time buyer stuff.
Because he'd be a first-time buyer.
But on the other hand, I think you'd qualify for that, too, because you've been in this house for, what, 12 years?
13.
I think that time limit would you know, think you could be considered as a... I think there's something about that.
Justin's also a veteran.
Yep. So there's a little
that'll help
bump.
Him out too. So, you know, I figure tit for tat. He's lived this long in a house under my name.
But what's the difference? He's, you know, it's not like you'd sell up and leave him behind.
I think he worries about that based on tantrums I may or may not have had in the past.
Which, you know, I get that too.
Tantrums that may or may not have
included, this is my house and I can get the hell out or something like that. Oh my goodness, Alexis.
I've never said anything like that. Don't promise that though.
Yeah, I'd like to end this so that I can get out before the lightning comes. There's a lot of stuff we always say, all of us have said in the heat, and
yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. And
you know, it's okay.
No, but I'm not going to leave him high and dry.
No,
and I know that
like you could really keep this house if it was just you either. You know, do you think you could?
I could keep the house, but I couldn't eat as well.
Right. You couldn't live like you live now.
Right.
If there wasn't someone here with you.
Right.
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
I couldn't, you know, I couldn't buy goofy respirators.
Right.
On Amazon.
For our TikTok show. Right.
On a whim.
Even if they were free, you'd have to save that for something more important. I get it. Yeah, no. I mean, you need him. I mean.
Yeah. I kind of like him, too.
Yeah, I kind of do, too. He's okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah. Glad he's yours, not mine, but, you know, whatever. And I knew he needed neon.
See, I knew it.
I'm going to get him neon. I'm going to go to that store and get neon.
Okay, get something video game then.
Okay. I wouldn't have a clue what that would be, but okay.
Video game. Something.
Could I just go in and say, I'd like something related to video games. Can you show me?
Yeah.
Okay. He's sure not an Ohio State or a Michigan fan.
100%.
I know they have pictures of those. They have neon of that right out in the front window. He also had Merry Christmas. I thought that was pretty cool. But I didn't think that'd be appropriate for either of the boys.
That's kind of time sensitive, too.
I don't know. If I had a neon sign, I'd have it in my front room all turned on all of the time. I don't care what it says. She's The quiet that you just heard was her staring at me like I am crazy, which I get all the time and I'm used to it.
Well, really, what was happening was that I was mulling over what obscenities can I just put on my wall in neon.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
That would be a good one. Get your ass out of here.
Yeah, don't even look at me.
Yeah.
I would get that and put it in my front window.
Yeah.
Just have it lit up all the time.
Nothing's happening here. Keep moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that. No, I don't know. Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Well, the morality tale of this movie is stay in touch with your mental health.
Yes.
Don't let it get away from you.
Nope.
If you do let it get away from you, find help. There
Yes.
is help out there. It's expensive, but it's worth it.
Yes. For your own self, yes.
Yeah.
And for everybody that lives around you.
Yeah.
Because those people didn't live around him.
No. And, there is no state hospitals anymore where you can just go have a little spa weekend
Nope.
and feel better.
Nope.
So, I'm sure it wasn't a little spa weekend, you know what I'm
I'm
saying?
sure
But
not. With electrotherapy and
I'm sure that was more like a spa month and a half.
lobotomies and cold water therapy. I think that
Ugh.
was something I read about. Not with this movie, but you see all these athletes going into these ice baths. I think they did that to people that were possessed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yikes. I don't know. I don't know.
We could find a possession movie to watch next.
Yikes. No, I need a break.
Okay. Okay.
This movie's gonna prey on my mind for a couple of days.
Really?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
I was not prepared for this. I really don't think I was prepared for this.
Well,
It was much scarier than I thought it would be.
and I guess that's the difference between you and I, because I've seen this before. I'm very desensitized. There's not a whole lot on the screen that would bother me in
Nope.
this movie.
Okay. I thought it was much more gruesome than any movie we've seen recently. That handprint on the side of that truck. Oh my God.
And you didn't even see anybody make it.
No. No.
Who made that handprint? That was on the opposite side of the truck than the kid was.
Yeah.
So where did that handprint come from?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
Well,
I don't want to know.
I knew that you were paying attention because you were asking questions and you didn't have your hand on your phone. You usually watch these movies half through your phone.
I do.
So I knew that you were paying attention.
Pay attention to all of them, but sometimes I am playing on my phone. No, I was too scared to use my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, this movie was more than I had expected.
Really?
Yeah, did we talk about our food?
We didn't.
Holy cow. We had delicious, delicious Bangkok kitchen.
Yeah, it's the best Asian food in town.
Yep, very good.
It's specifically Thai. It's wonderful. You got to drive on the fucking highway to get it.
Yeah, they've only got that one little restaurant all the way in Maumee.
Yeah.
But it was delicious. Mine was delicious. And we have cronuts for dessert.
Yeah, Oreo cronuts
Oreo,
because
yes.
the kid's eating Oreos that he found in the car.
Yep. Yeah,
Just
that.
Chinese food around here is just
Mediocre. Fast, it's all fast food.
and it's not great.
Nope, it's all fast food Chinese.
So it's worth it to drive to Mommy to get the Thai.
Yeah.
There's even a couple Thai restaurants around here I've only been to the one over by Hobby Lobby, and I don't like it.
Okay. I've been to that one too, and it was just okay too.
Yeah.
So, but it was worth going over there. You were halfway over there anyway, so
Yeah.
it worked out
And boy,
deliciously.
I had to actually wait when I went inside.
Wow.
And that there was a girl sitting at a table. She obviously was on break because she wasn't talking to nobody. And there was a guy at the counter. He was packing the orders. He was answering the phone. He was dealing with the cash customers. He was running his pool head off, and he didn't look like he was sweating a drop.
Nice.
And there were at least 6 people in the kitchen, and the kitchen looked to be about as big as my kitchen.
Oh, yeah, it's real tiny in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, 6 people just grinding it out back there in a hot-ass kitchen. God damn.
Yep.
It was awesome to watch.
Yep.
The food is worth every penny.
Yep.
It's consistent. The spring rolls have kind of gone downhill. But the food is consistently good.
Yeah. Yeah. I got exactly what I thought I would get.
Yeah.
And you're right. I was not impressed with the spring roll. I don't know if you say I've had it before. I don't recall. But you've been bringing food home from there for a long time. So
yeah,
I probably have. But it was not. It was okay. It was not delicious.
Yeah. I think that they've just gotten too greasy.
Yeah. Yeah, they have changed their oil, or they need to change their oil or something like that. I don't know.
They need to just drain them a little bit more before they package them up. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. But aside from the egg rolls, the food consistently good.
Yep,
it's
absolutely
always made the way you want.
Yep.
The heat varies.
Oh, okay.
The last time we got it, I get the same heat level every time. How was your heat level today?
Mine was perfect.
Mine was perfect. The last time we got it, it was a couple weeks ago. My throat were on fire.
Oh.
And I was stirring through mine. I'm like, ooh, you can see the chili flakes.
Ooh, I like
see the chili flakes.
I like my mouth tingling. I don't like it on fire.
Fire.
Okay.
And I get the same heat level every time.
Yeah, and sometimes it's too hot.
And sometimes it's not hot enough. Sometimes it's too hot. Today it was perfect.
Yep. I thought mine was perfect.
That's the only variation you ever get. A little bit of heat difference. But again,
that's not bad.
Worth it. Worth every penny. Even when it does scorch the back of your throat. Wonderful.
Excellent.
I ate the whole pan in one sitting.
I was not able to. It was too much for me.
Oh.
But I had that. It was a spring roll. They don't call them egg rolls.
No.
It was a spring roll. And I ate that first. I should have just, like you said, no, they're not good. Don't get it. I shouldn't have not got it. I should have not got it.
Yeah.
But I did, and it was okay.
You had to try for yourself. I understand.
Absolutely. Now I remember. I'll try and remember now.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Watch our TikTok.
Yeah, it was stupid.
We don't have another movie lined up.
No.
Obviously, we don't plan ahead.
We've been getting real bad about that, but
yeah.
We're okay with that. We have our loyal followers.
Yeah.
And they're willing. But tell us what you want us to watch. We'll watch something.
Yeah. And Big Lebowski is on the list. I know. It's on the list. We'll get there. We just have to work up to White Russians.
Well, you do. I don't think... I know that White Russian has heavy cream in it, and I don't know that I'd like that.
They're not good.
Okay.
What if I switched to, like, coffee creamer?
I think that it would taste... Because you don't use a lot of it.
No, it's like a splash for color.
Right.
Because it's mostly Kahlua and vodka.
Which I like neither.
I don't like either either.
So I think that a coffee creamer would be fine. Rather than the whipping cream, the heavy cream.
Yeah.
And it would be easier on the tum-tums.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. We'll work up to it.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, no, I did not enjoy this movie like I have enjoyed some others. It was too frightening for me. Ow, what's going on here? Maybe it's the psychological stuff. I'm not up for that because I didn't see any of this coming.
Oh.
But overall, good movie. You know, as watchable, it was watchable. And it moved along. I wasn't bored throughout, but yikes.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
That's all right.
Okay. She's giving me the side eye again.
Listen, not every movie is going to be your cup of tea.
I
fully understand that.
Yeah.
And I have worked really hard at picking movies that won't put you over an edge.
It's usually I'm prepared for a movie. I'm prepared for what's going to happen. I don't think I would have been able to prepare for a movie like this unless I knew all about this movie. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Because we watch these movies. I do not watch the trailer.
Okay.
I do not read anything about the movie. I try not to know anything about this movie. But, you know, like when we watched Halloween, I knew all about Halloween. And I think I was prepared for a movie like that.
Yeah.
I've never seen a movie like this. I was not prepared. So, you know, and isn't that why we started doing this?
Yeah.
Isn't that why I look at the director and stuff, other stuff?
Yeah, so you don't get a sense of the movie?
Right. So I come to these movies cold, and I was not prepared for this kind of cold. But I wouldn't say no to another psychological thriller.
No, and there's some really good ones. There's some really shitty ones out there, too.
Sure. It's like any movie. There's a lot of shitty ones out there. And there are a lot of good ones. So
there's a, I don't know if it's a cult movie. It's called Jennifer 8.
Oh, my God. Another number. I'm going to be real suspicious if we start watching movies with numbers.
And it's about somebody's killing blind women, and this cop is investigating this case. Who would be killing blind women? The turn of events is interesting, but he's kind of protecting this girl, and he's also kind of falling in love with her. It's a whole mess.
Oh my!
But I don't know. It's an interesting movie.
Okay.
I think Andy Garcia's in it.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, he's a good-looking man.
Yes, he is.
He's still a good-looking man.
Yes, he is.
All right.
That's his job, to look good.
Well, we talk about how hot Andy Garcia still is as an old man. You can go about your day and watch this movie if you can find it. It's great.
It's interesting.
For something that, like, is seriously straight-to-video quality, it's great.
Yep.
David Caruso is the star. It's great. Even if you don't like his stupid face, it's still great.
That's part of this movie.
Yeah.
That was part of this movie. That face.
Yeah.
Woo! Okay, yeah, watch it. I'd say watch it.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll be back at some point with our 60th recorded movie.
Okay.
And keep an eye on our Facebook. We'll be on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know it's pretty quiet in the group, but I always try to post ahead of what we're doing.
Yeah.
I didn't do it till this morning because, you know, I'm real bright, but
it's been a long week.
I just told you how bright I thought I was, and then I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, go watch this movie. Have a great week.
Yeah.
Go out and vote in November.
Absolutely.
We'll see you before then, though.
All righty.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.